African swine fever infected China in August 2018, and since then, it's devastated the world's largest pig herd. And that's got pork producers here worried. So in September, 14 U.S. states and the federal government held a four-day simulation exercise to test their preparedness.
You're in charge. What do you want? You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well. On day two of the simulation, Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Negg took a break from the role-playing at the State Emergency Operations Center near Des Moines to talk to reporters about how it was going. He said the simulation poked some holes in the plans, which is exactly the point. And he said, as the nation's number one pork-producing state, Iowa has a critical role.
If we're a leader in production, we ought to be a leader in how we respond.
The exercise tested how states would get the first samples to the U.S. Department of Agriculture lab on the East Coast, and how to stop trucks moving pigs, feed, and manure. Amanda Lutjens joined the exercise from Christensen Farms, where she's the animal welfare auditor. The network of hog farms includes sites in Minnesota, Nebraska, Illinois, and Iowa.
We are spending a lot of time and energy working on these plans that all of us hope we never have to use.
She says they keep track of every person, pig, and truck that comes and goes from each of the 400 Christensen-affiliated farms. But there's no way to know whether the preparations they're making will ultimately prove useful if the virus gets here.
We also understand this is a new and evolving beast, so it's going to be changing.
To be clear, African swine fever is nowhere in the Western Hemisphere, but it could arrive on any plane from an infected country.
It won't come across our land borders unless it first gets into a different country.
That's Iowa State University veterinary medicine professor Jim Roth.
The major concern is people and products from positive countries, and there are more and more positive countries all the time.
Roth participated in the simulation from USDA's incident headquarters in Maryland. He says Asia has provided a sobering reality check. From China, the virus has spread to North Korea, Vietnam, Laos, Myanmar, and the Philippines.
We've learned a lot from what they've done in those other countries. What we've learned is they haven't been able to stop it. So we need to really be prepared.
And even while the U.S. was running its hypotheticals in September, the disease spread to South Korea, a country considered almost as prepared as the United States. This newscast says that the disease has been confirmed and explains it's nearly 100% lethal to pigs and has prompted government officials to launch efforts to contain it. 2 weeks after the simulation and the South Korean announcement, I caught up with Ross and his colleague, veterinary pathologist Kyunjin Yoon. They pieced together what happened in South Korea and what it implies for the readiness of the United States. Farmers expect to see sick pigs at times. South Korean producers were coached to monitor for specific symptoms. Yoon says those didn't always show up.
Immediately, people recognize that the clinical signs that the textbook describes is not always there.
So now, and for U.S. producers, Roth says don't wait for additional signs if a pig has a fever or stops eating.
The message is call a veterinarian right away.
But Roth and Yoon agree that should the United States become positive for African swine fever, pork dumplings and bacon could become scarce worldwide.
The world is going to have to reckon with a shortage of pork. And how do we do that?
On the other hand, planners recognize that consumers here might lose interest in pork if there's a deadly pig disease. That would cause the opposite problem, a glut of cheap ham and sausage in the U.S. Precautions remain strong. Some swine shows and events have been modified or canceled. Oklahoma recently became the 23rd state to ban feeding cooked food waste to pigs. And the USDA has brigades of beagles sniffing for contraband salami at airports. In Ames, I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.